From the 14th century onwards, Bamberg's harbour with fish market was located here, next to the old slaughterhouse. The ships were loaded and unloaded with two iron cranes.
One of those was documented during the 15th century. At that time, the area was still called Uf der Gräten, which means something like on the steppe. Gräte is Middle High German and comes from the Latin gradus, which probably referred to the ship's moorings.
Well done, Johannes. The historian in you is really coming through.
Well, it's no wonder, is it? We're almost at the university now.
You mean the slaughterhouse and the wedding house, Johannes, but first one, then the other. We were just talking about the old harbour. So the ships that docked here brought their goods to Bamberg from Nuremberg, Regensburg and Frankfurt. But they also came from the Rhine and even from Bohemia and Hungary. The main customs duties caused a big problem, though.
I thought Friedrich Barbarossa abolished main duties between Bamberg and Mainz in the 12th century.
Except for his own. And apart from that, it didn't last for long. Bamberg was a large transshipment point for wood from the upper main area, and iron from the upper Palatinate was stacked here, too.
Bamberg had staple rights.
All traders who passed through were impelled to unload, stack and offer their goods for sale in the town for 3 days. Trading took place in the neighbouring Grünen Markt, or Green Market of today.
And in the fish market that was turned into Fish Street at the end of the 15th century. But trading also took place in the hay market, wood market and in the shops on the upper bridge.
In 1361... Bishop Leopold III even had a shop built in Green Market. Apart from the fairs, there were two weekly markets, and with the absence of a merchant's guild in Bamberg, the cathedral chapter supervised them.
The goods were stored in what used to be the wedding house, for example.
Ah, yes. Now, that house has an interesting history. First, it was a warehouse. Then, at the end of the 15th century, a guest house.
Zum wilden Mann. The Wild Man, which received none lesser than Albrecht Dürer as guest.
Well, finally it became the wedding house, and today it's part of the university.
Yeah, wedding houses were in fashion at the end of the Middle Ages when the number attending weddings, children's christenings and other celebrations escalated so much that townhouses, hostelries and even the town hall function room were too small. Apart from that, you could bring your own food, which made the celebrations more affordable for those with less money.